So how do you make a decision on product and communicate that with your sort of engineering team when there's like lots of different directions to go? My feeling is that so for us, we just looked at support, and it was really easy because you often just saw what are the things that people are having the most amount of problems with, or people asking you all the time. You cannot help but get feature requests from people. No matter like whatever opening or orifice you have in your product or app, right, people will like jam feature requests in there. So you're easily gonna know sort of what they sort of want. Your job as a product person, an engineer, is to not just do what they say, because that way you'll just be a slave, is to figure out sort of deeply what are the reasons why underlying those things and sort of solve that deep underlying reason. The thing is, if everyone wants to have a different way to sort of go, then ultimately it comes down to like someone's going to figure something out. But also make the smallest version of each little idea, no longer than a week or 2 weeks to build it out there, and then you can try them out and see sort of what works or don't work. I think it's dangerous to have multiple different product directions that requires lots of time to sort of figure out. Sam.
Related to that, can you tell the story of how the King for a Day thing that you did at Google?
Yeah, okay. So I don't like hackathons. I think they sort of suck in terms of ones done inside of companies, because you spend like 48 hours like working on something really hard that you're sort of passionate about, and 99% of them never make it to production, right? And it's sort of really like super sad. So for us, we like flipped it on its head, and we came up with an idea we called King for a Day. And it actually worked over the weekend.